Hey, Russell.
Hey, Anna.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
Are you?
I really am.
You had to travel a long way.
It's actually not that far. It's just that traffic is a bit of a cunt burger today. But can you say
wait,
that on
hey,
here?
Wait, yeah, wait. What is a cunt burger?
Well,
because I'm think. Can I tell you what I think a
yeah,
cunt burger?
Yeah, I want to know what it is.
All right, you do. Okay, you tell me what.
No,
a cunt
I want you to tell me what it is. I
oh, know. Oh, okay. So a cunt burger to me is well, let's see. Let's start with the idea of the cunt,
mm-hmm.
which I love.
Me
a good cunt.
Me too.
But,
big fan.
But at the same time, when we're using it in a negative way, like when you have to travel from Malibu to the Hollywood Hills.
Mm-hmm. Then it's a cunt burger.
Yeah. So,
it could be looked at as a positive way.
Okay. So the cunt part happens. Are we involving smell?
No, we don't want a smelly cunt burger. No. That'd be a cunt burger with blue cheese.
All right. All right, so the cunt burger is simply, I'm hungry, I'm not getting laid, what else? I don't know.
I was thinking more visually than anything else.
Oh, okay, so what?
Because you got the
vagina.
The vagina.
But, like, what kind
and
of
like
vagina?
And, like, each side of the...
But like,
a nice
hairy or a beautiful one?
Oh, a nice little, well manicured.
Okay, all right. So this actually sounds kind of positive.
Yeah. And kind of the puffy lips.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that could be viewed as the bun.
Yeah. So
like
how is this negative?
Inside. It's not negative.
So, but you still had to...
I still wanted to use it, though. I just like saying cunt burger.
Well, but okay, so how do we use it in negative sense? Like...
You know, it's more of an analogy.
Maybe it's like the wishful thinking. Like you can't stop by cunt burger drive-in.
Yeah.
Like on if, your way from Malibu like if there was to the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah. Animal style, my cunt burger.
You know, you're gaining a lot of fans right now because everyone empathizes with you. From
we're hoping that's what happens.
Malibu, the you
yeah.
know,
yeah, they're really
the Malibu
they really feel
the,
they really feel for me.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, dear listeners, we have Russell Peters on our show tonight, and his dear, dear brother Clayton, who doesn't have a microphone, yeah, but I wish he did.
Let's give him. You want Clayton? You want to say hi?
Clayton is wearing his headphones in an odd but beautiful way.
I didn't want to put the line on my hair.
Good.
Right.
Good.
So I kind of wear them up here in the
right,
front.
Are
my
you
forehead.
Hoping for a cunt burger?
It would end up looking like a hairy cunt burger, actually.
Okay, sweet Russell, can I like dive right in?
Dive right in, Anna.
All right. So are you? You are in a relationship.
I am. I am. Sure am. Yeah, I'm engaged.
Oh.
I'm engaged to be wed.
Damn.
Well, you got somebody?
I don't know. Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I mean, I'm, you know.
But okay, wait, did you do like a whole surprise thing?
Yes and no. I mean, I
yes
did.
Yes and no? Like, that means that she sort of knew, but.
Like, she sort of knew, but she didn't know when or what. And.
But she kind of did.
But neither did I.
What
I
do
went,
you mean?
I went and designed the ring and everything. I had it. You know, I have a jeweler in Toronto who I spoke to and we designed it.
I know him too.
Do you?
Yeah. He makes a fucking awesome Peking duck.
That's correct. That is correct. He will
he hides the ring right in the
right in the
abdomen.
Rectum. I was going to say rectum.
Rectum is funnier, sorry.
Abdomen. Oh, I don't know that Peking ducks have an abdomen. That's funny. And it was peeking out. It's not going to get any funnier than this, guys. I just want you to know that right now if you plan on listening any further.
So then what happened?
So I made a design.
I'm putting on hand lotion while
yeah,
cause I'm bored.
Yeah, well, don't put it on your ring. Wait,
I know,
take your
I
ring
know,
off.
No, you're right, you're right.
What's wrong with you, lady?
I know. Okay, go on.
I made a ring. I designed it. It's a 4.5-carat stone in the middle.
Wow, la-dee-da. Look at you, fancy.
Holler.
Yeah.
And
wait, can you describe what he just did, please?
I just flirted with Sim's girlfriend.
Ugh, yes. God damn it.
Yes.
Typical Russell.
I know. You know how I am.
Meanwhile,
looking at
I'm
your
pretty,
hand looks like I flirted with you just now too. Hey.
Yeah. This is all you got.
That's all I got. I'm 46, Anna. I'm not producing the same way I used to.
Thank you.
All right. So, okay, you're engaged. You're happy. That's wonderful. But I want to talk to you about a couple other things before we get into the other business that we do on our stupid fucking podcast here. Can we talk about comedy?
You can talk about whatever you want. There are no rules with me.
Oh, I see. Someone's.
I told you he was going to be completely open.
I'm wide open and I have no secrets.
Okay, so like going into comedy.
Yes.
Why? And did it make you feel vulnerable? Does it still make you feel vulnerable? Like what? How? Because I have a lot of thoughts on this shit. I was in.
I started 27 years ago. So when I started, but I just turned 19.
Yeah.
And
But wait. Back me up to like 12.
Okay, 12. I was bullied a lot.
Okay.
Because I was a small kid.
By what kind of fucking dicks?
White people in Canada. And in the 70s and 80s, I think the lowest form of human life you could have been was Indian.
What? Not for me, though. I guess we had different upbringings.
Where'd you grow up?
North Shore of Long Island.
Oh, well, it's very different in America, first of all. If you're on the North Shore of Long Island, you're obviously doing well.
Did you protect your parents from the bullying?
I mean, everything. Nobody really came home and complained about shit in our house.
Because were you worried?
It was always
like
to protect each other from.
Right. Like, were you worried about, like, complaining to your parents of.
No, I didn't worry. I would just get bullied. I'd come home crying, and then my brother would come out of the house and walk into the parks. My brother used to work out a lot, and he used to be really big, so everybody was afraid of him. And so he'd never have to do anything. He'd just walk into the park and he'd be like, oh my God, Clayton's here. And they'd all run away.
But where you grew up, though, were there other Indian guys?
No, not then.
When was the influx of Indians into
Canada? My neighborhood? Well, where I grew up is a town called Brampton, which is now extremely Indian.
Okay.
It's like being in Hicksville or something.
Gotcha.
See, I made a Long Island
reference. Yes, I know. Absolutely.
And then what about like 20-year reunion or 10-year like reunion? Like, do you do that? Do you...
What, with the people I went to school with and stuff?
Yeah, do you go back?
No, I go back quite a bit. I was just there right up until yesterday. I was in Toronto doing...
Did you get beat up?
No, that doesn't happen anymore. those days are long behind me. You see, Anna, I started boxing at 15 and I never got beat up again.
But then they were like, can I have some money?
Oh, I get that all the time. He gets emails like from people saying, oh yeah, yes. My brother... What was that one? What was the last one? He used to bully me. He said he used to bully me. Or I used to bully him. I'm like, I never bullied anybody.
No, it was a woman who's been with her partner for a long time now. And he said that he knew Russell back in high school. And her question was my husband or my future husband one of the people who bullied Russell when he was in school? And she sent it like twice now to find out.
And what'd you say?
I didn't reply.
I don't remember the guy. So yeah. Obviously either he's lying because I have a phenomenal memory or he never bullied me. So I remember everybody that bullied me.
Well, and yeah, I think that you, I don't know, it would be kind of tantalizing to say something like, you know what, Russell only has the most positive memories of your husband. Thank you so much for emailing.
He says he's a very gentle lover.
Here's a headshot. He's a very gentle.
He's a very gentle and giving lover.
But like not giving, because clearly what they want, I guess, is like, yes, Russell feels traumatized by your husband and you know, all he wants is one simple apology.
I think you're right. Like,
kind of, because
I think she just wants to know if he really went to school with me. And I don't think he did because I remember everybody. Like, I remember people nobody remembers.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I don't. I was bullied, but I don't remember.
Where were you in Seattle?
Yeah, north of Seattle.
Did you go to Toronto, Vancouver at all?
Yeah.
To go drinking at 19?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know it, yeah, for sure. How do you know me so well?
Wikipedia.
Okay, so wait, I want to ask you a little bit before I get into the stupid shit that we do. But can we talk a little bit about comedy? And
yes.
Has that, A, been a life goal? B, has it relieved... has it healed, like, I don't know, like shit in your life that hurt before? And B, has it helped you, or C, has it helped you get laid, I guess?
All of the above. So.
Great.
Which one do you want to tackle first?
Well, the first thing, the reason I did it was because I had no other real options in life. I was DJing, which I still do, and I love it. but, you know, I was not making enough money DJing. And in those times, you had to carry your own crates of records. So I was tearing up. I didn't have a car, so it was really hard for me to convince somebody to let me put a bunch of crates of records in their car because it would fuck up their trunk. And then your hands would get sore and your DJ. You'd have to bring all your own equipment, speakers, turntables, everything. So it was a big mission, and I wasn't charging a lot of money, so I was barely making any money doing it.
And were you getting, like, did you get attention from ladies?
Not so much back then. It wasn't until I started doing comedy, and it took me about a good 6 years before I realized I could turn that into a vagina. Like, it wasn't until about 95 that I was like, oh, wait a minute. It was the first time I actually got, like, road laid, and I was like...
Wait, what does that mean?
I got laid on the road.
You mean,
road
like,
pussy.
On... You're driving?
No, I was on tour. I was like on a little, I was middling
for
somebody.
Oh, okay. So I was imagining like,
just fucking, I don't
know,
on the side
Fargo,
of the road.
Like, no.
You
like,
might as well, because it was in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
I've totally been to Moose Jaw.
What were you doing in Moose Jaw?
I was shooting a movie in Regina.
Which I call it Regunt.
I was shooting a movie in
Which movie were you shooting in Regina?
It was called, oh God, what's it called, with Ryan Reynolds?
Awaiting? Chris,
no, it's with...
Just Friends.
Yeah, Just Friends.
That's an awesome movie, and you were
that's
awesome
really
in that.
Good
how
movie.
Do you? How, yeah.
I don't know.
You were great.
I
want
to block some of this shit out. Anyway, we had to do some scenes in Moose Jaw.
Yeah, he's from out there, right?
Yeah, well, Toronto. I mean, no.
Ottawa, right?
No, Vancouver.
He's from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling's from Toronto, right?
London.
London.
Do you feel competitive with Canadian male stars?
No, because...
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure, because I think... Who am I going to compete with, Ryan Reynolds? I think he might win this one. Who am I going to compete with, Bieber and Drake?
Can
I think they might win this
can
one.
Can we still talk about Moose Jaw, though?
Yeah.
Because I have been... Yeah, I was there. I was sitting in the spa with... a lot of... Did you go to the spa?
No. I was on... Oh. You gotta understand, this was 1995, and I was doing a gig, and the hotel was so shitty that I slept in the rental minivan. So I banged the chick somewhere on some hilltop, like an inspiration point kind of thing.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And then,
like, maybe you both discovered yourselves.
No, I don't even remember her name. nothing about her. I don't even know where I dropped her that night. And I don't even know, because this is before GPS. I don't know how I found my way around town.
I think her name is Rachel.
It must be.
Because, you know, Moose Jaw, Rachel.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Seems like a Donna kind of city, you know?
Donna?
Or Debbie. I'm Debbie from Moose Jaw.
Well, Debbie?
Yeah. Like a little Debbie from Moose Jaw.
Not Deborah?
No, you don't want to be that fancy, Moose Jaw. What do you think you are, some sort of big timer?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Were you always Anna?
Oh, yes, and it's my parents' fault, and it's annoying. Did you think that I was the kind of person that would fake my name?
No, just, you know, it might
no,
have been
I
like,
just want to know
like a manager's
who,
decision.
Who
like,
thought I was. You know, oh, yeah. My manager decided. Yeah,
Anna,
I'm on
we
it.
We need you to be
yeah,
on
yeah, as soon as I got cast in Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yeah, my
oh,
name has to be Anna.
A funny story about Scary Movie. Was it Which was the shitty one? 3?
Well.
Or 2. Was it 2?
They were sort of all. They all had
no,
their own
was really
special
good.
Moments.
I like one.
Of,
I think it was 2. And I punched out a guy in the movie theater in that.
No way.
Yeah, I went to go
like,
see
why?
Scary Movie 2. I was in the movie theater with my friend and his girlfriend at the time before they got married. And there was like these two white kids in another row, but you could tell that they were trying to act like they were these hip hop kids.
Like what?
Like they're talking really loud, like, yo, that shit's funny, yo. And I'm like, everyone in the theater is like, so.
But what if it was really funny?
It was, but I'm like, well, fucking laugh to yourself, asshole. Right? So they're doing it and talking really loud. So I got
it.
Up and I said, yo, shut the fuck up. And he goes, what, yo? And I go, yo, we can't laugh at the movie, yo. And I'm like, you can laugh all you want. Just shut the fuck up about it. So I go back to my seat, and I'm really agitated. I don't even know why I was this irritated.
Because it's a bad fucking movie?
No, but I'm looking forward to it. I wanted to see it. So I'm sitting there, and then they start getting loud again. And I look over, and they're both like staring at me like, what are you going to do? So I just get up out of my seat. I walk over. I go, I told you shut the fuck. No, I said out loud. I go, I'm going to knock this fucking kid out. And then they both look over at me. And then I get up out of my seat, and I walk over to him. I go, did I tell you shut the fuck up? And he stands up. He's like, yo. And I went, pop. And I just hit
no
him.
No way.
And he flipped over the chair into the next row.
No way.
And then his friend was standing there, and I go, what? And he goes, he just falls back. And then he goes, guy gets up and he goes, yo, you're lucky I don't have my piece on me, or I'd stab you. I go, wait, your piece is a knife? I go, get the fuck out of here. So I go sat down, and then they both leave the theater, right? So I call my friends, because I'm like, in case they're going to go get friends or a weapon or something, I'm like, calling people, like, yo, meet me at the theater, because these fools are acting up, right? And then I'm sitting there, and then I see them both walk in with an usher. And I'm like, oh, God, all right. So I get up and I walk around the other side while they're looking this aisle. I just leave. I go, me and my friends leave. We take off. And then my friend's the manager of that theater. And she calls me. She's like, I call her and I'm like, yo, sorry about the incident in the theater. She goes, that was you? And I go, yeah, why? She goes, didn't sound like you. I go, what do you mean? He goes, he said, some big white guy punched me in the face. And he was with a black guy with dreads and a half-breed girl. Those were his exact words. And I'm like, well, I'm not white, and he's not full black, and she's full black, and he doesn't have dreads. So I was like, oh, so we got no worries here.
But you never got to see the ending.
I know, but then, according to what you say and what the reviewers say, wasn't as good as the first.
Four
is when it got good again,
right? That is one of the best stories I've ever heard, and thank you so much for...
It was all for you.
It did feel like you, in a weird way, you were defending my honor.
It was.
Thank you.
Your honor.
I love this. Okay, so Russell Peters, you are the biggest fucking comic in the world.
I don't know about that anymore.
You think Kevin Hart's bigger than you?
He's definitely not bigger than me. he's far more successful than I am.
What? You think? No.
Oh,
worldwide?
My God, are you kidding me? Not... Yeah, I mean, I think I opened it up for a lot of guys to go worldwide now.
Okay.
Whether they can go to the same places same numbers, I don't know.
I don't think they're going to touch your numbers.
You opened the door for male comics?
For any comic to go international.
Oh, all right. Listen, I've got a little feminist streak in me.
No, I say any comic. I mean, Amy could probably go, probably not the exact same places I've been to, but she can go to a lot of places around the world. I wish Sarah would go around the world, Sarah Silverman, because she's one of my favorite comics.
Why wouldn't she? Why won't she?
You know, she doesn't have to. You know, she's on a series. She does well.
Yeah.
So it's really up to you whether you want to pursue that or not.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. All right, Russell. Thanks for being here tonight.
That's it. It's over. At the Comedy Store upstairs.
Wait,
in the belly room.
Serious?
Yeah. In the men's bathroom, funny enough, because the club was closed.
Can you tell the story?
Yeah. It was a waitress, and that was up. We just went upstairs to the belly room and did it real quick.
Though. Was it fun?
It was pretty fun. It was pretty wild. I like that. Good times.
But like on
not a
scale,
good lay,
of,
but,
scale
know, still,
of 1 to 10.
The sex or the moment?
Is there a difference?
Understand. Because the moment was pretty up there as an 8 or 9, but the sex was pretty much a 1 or a 2.
Well, no. As a woman, I do not understand that. You're saying the coming part was an 8 or a 9, but
No.
He means like the excitement around, around what's happening right now.
Like people are in the club, they could have walked in at any time.
Yeah. Did you hear any like knocks on the door or anything?
No, because we were way up at the top of the store.
Okay.
So, you know, the shows were only going on in the original room.
So it sounds kind of lame.
Well, no, it was fun. It was a good idea at the time, you know. But she just, you know, she didn't have a lot of skills. And I thought, okay, maybe.
Skills?
You know, she didn't fuck back, you know. So then I figured, all right, I'll try this again later.
I imagine you bending this poor girl over like a really uncomfortable formica.
It was over a sink.
Yeah. So how do you
one
fuck
leg
back?
Up, but, you know, at
one
least,
leg up. She seems like she's given a lot.
I mean, it was hard to get the leg up.
What the fuck?
It was like she bent over, but she didn't.
What kind of generosity do you expect?
She bent over, but she didn't cock up the ass.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I had to kind of go underneath it, you know.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
She wasn't like grinding her hips right into
your
dick.
Yeah, it's like, you know, she was just doing it to do it. I was like, I don't want sex.
Do
we
need just to do it?
I wanted her to do it because she wanted to, you know.
Oh, because she wanted to do it at the top of a comedy club.
Who doesn't?
I just can't believe you're sexually critical of her.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So I took all that into consideration, right?
Oh, you did?
I did, yes. And I said, let's try this again. So I call her a couple of days later. She comes to the house. Now we're doing it on a bed like adults. Nah, same. Just I'm like, oh, yeah, no.
But that was nice of you to actually invite her back.
Well, I wanted to give her,
nice?
You know.
You gave her another shot?
Well, I think she gave me another shot.
Oh, my God. Yes, thank you, Russell. Yes, and what the fuck?
No, wait, what kind of girl wants to bang someone at a comedy club?
Well, if that's your domain.
Well, somebody who finds somebody else who's funny and charming and attractive.
No, but I'll tell you, the type of person that wants to bang a comedian at a comedy club is the same person that will easily... She doesn't invite Russell back. Russell invites her back because Russell knows that he's in complete control.
No, here's the thing. Now, if she was a skanky chick, I would have said so, but she wasn't.
She's
not a skanky chick. She just was a nice girl who kind of got caught up in the moment. So I was like, all right. And I accepted that
okay,
as...
But let me ask you this before we get on to the weirdness.
Convincing.
When she came back to your place, was part of the resistance of, not resistance, but like part of the, like, she wasn't a great lover. Is it the lack? Because I need to know these things.
I think for her it was a lack of experience.
But was it like lack of vocal?
She was young, like 23, 24 maybe.
But if she had been a really vocal... Because I need to know this stuff.
She wasn't very vocal, but you couldn't be because of the situation. So I understood
that. No, but back at your place.
I'll tell you what she said. I remember this so clearly. Okay, just so you know, her nickname with me and my close friends that knew about it, her nickname was LP. Lousy Pussy. That's what they always used to call her.
So but why? Big?
No, they're just lousy.
No. I need to know because I have a lousy
pussy. Her pussy was fine. It was just kind of like, meh.
No, but I have a lousy pussy.
I think you have to describe. Does lousy pussy mean she was a lousy lay, or does
lousy
it mean
lay?
Okay, so it doesn't mean that the actual pussy.
No, the
was
vagina
lousy.
Was intact. It was fine.
Okay, that's. I think that's what Anna. She would want a clarification, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I need to know.
You know, guys, were like, did you get some pussy last night? Yeah, we got some pussy. How was it?
Yeah,
wasn't that great?
But,
oh, lousy pussy, huh?
Yeah, but like, so it means like.
Did you get some dick? You know what I mean? Like, was it good dick? Bad dick? You know, like
it's a little different. We'll talk about that in a second. But does this mean like lazy? Like, I guess
she was submissive to the point where it was like not helpful.
Right. Okay. So you feel like
I'm a dominant person, but I need you to
get back.
Let me know what
that it
you
feels
want.
Good.
I want to know what you want because it's not about me.
Totally
I know how to
get that.
I know how to do myself.
Yes.
Amy, stop nodding your head in agreement with Russell.
I totally okay. That part makes sense.
Oh, my head, Amy.
That makes sense. So you need some moaning and groaning and some hip thrusting and some
you need
instead of being just
you want to feel goosebumps on their body. That's how you know it's real. You know.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That makes 100% sense.
Here's what she said after the second time we did it. You're really good at sex. I swear to God, she said that. And I was like, oh, boy.
This is like the world's most wonderful humble brag.
It really is. It's a great humble brag. There's nothing humble about it. I'm actually bragging. But it was funny at the time. She, I don't know what happened to her. She's a nice girl.
Her heart's broken.
No, I don't think her heart was broken at all.
No,
she was a really nice
Russell,
girl.
Your dick can never penetrate her vagina again, at least for a long time. And now she feels like there will never be the same. It will never.
I would like to give it another round if she wanted to see. Maybe she got better at it. You know, it's kind of like your first time. You want to go back and fuck them like many years later. Be like, hey, by the way, got moves now. You know.
Okay. All right. Now we're gonna do deal breakers. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you've been dating Camille,
mm-hmm.
an actress, on an ABC Family show called Tender Heart Home.
You sure this isn't the Hallmark Channel? ABC Family.
Camille raises foster children at Tender Heart Home.
Oh, on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're dating her.
Okay.
Her mother, Jackie, is also her manager. She tells you that they are best friends and they share everything. one night you come over and have a nice evening of wine and brie with them both. After some conversation, they simultaneously put their hands on your knee.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, so the hot tub is heated. Your back must be sore.
This is a mother and daughter?
Love to go in it with you together.
I am so into this. Then no need to stop. Keep talking, Mom.
You hit the sweet spot on that one.
Yeah, you did.
You really did.
I got bookmarks on my computer.
You are going to fuck a mother-daughter duo?
Yes, yes, I am.
Have you ever been close to one? Ever?
I have been close to one, yes.
Can you tell us about that?
So what happened was, I won't give dates because it's incriminating, but I was in Vegas and I met this mother and daughter in the mall. And then they wanted to take a picture, so I took a picture. The daughter was hot. I thought the mom was the sister. Oh, that's my mom. I was like, oh, damn, mom's hot too. So then tell them I'm going out tonight. They exchange numbers, and then she goes, hey. So we go out, and then we go to dinner, and then she's like, let's go to a strip joint. I go, let's go to a strip joint. So we go to the strip joint, and then me and the daughter go into the VIP area with another stripper, and it turns out the other stripper is like her half-sister or something. Like they know each other. So
no, this is like they've totally read, like they've read you, man.
Yeah, so I'm like in the back and I'm making out with both of them and there's tits everywhere and
sisters.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is so cool, right? And all I'm thinking about is, wow, mom's sitting there just bored. And I'm like, but mom looks hot, right? And I'm drinking, so I'm getting more and more into it. I could have basically banged her in the strip joint, but I didn't have a condom on me. So I was like, all right, well, won't do it here then. And then,
what a good man.
You know, I was like, fine. And but it was, you know, at one point it was just like, you know, it was like, make out, titty, titty, make out. You know, it was all,
yeah.
This is real.
Wait, now, what's better, mouth or nipple?
Mouth, but I mean, it's just tits I don't know. So it's it's nice to greet them since they're there, you know. Well, hello, titty. Hello, bosom. And then you.
Because the mouth requires like interaction.
Yeah.
But titty at
but
least
then you can
like,
make out and still, you know, you know, find a radio station or what have you, right? Yeah.
You're making still hand fine gestures tuning. With still, your right hand. You're
still
fine tuning.
We're making little deer shadow puppets.
I thought, do you think I was doing a good job?
Yeah, I think you did a good job. Yeah.
Wait, can, Russell, will you describe what Anna's doing right now, please?
Anna is making out with the air and. That's either okay. Good. There, she got the titty right now. She had it Dickie style before, so. And yeah, she's squeezing one, and yep, she's got it going on right now. Anna is yep, she's very much into this right now. And it lactated on your face. Oh, there we go.
Okay, so continue.
So then we finish in the room there. Well, we don't finish.
Yeah,
but,
you don't, because you don't have a condom.
Yeah,
so you don't
no, but I'm getting blown by, I don't
oh,
know
Oh, so you
one.
Finish, meaning yes.
Well, I didn't finish.
Oh, you are? You're getting blown?
I'm getting blown by one of them. Damn. And then the other one's like, you know, making out with me. While, so it's really great. So then I was thinking of having sex, but no condom. So I was like, I forget it. Let's go back. Let's sit down.
With,
so I
go sit joining down. The mom.
Yeah, go back to the mom, and all the friends are all there. So mom's there, and she smiles at me, and I'm like, sorry we took so long. I feel like a creep because I just came out of the VIP with her daughter. I'm like, yeah, sorry, it was, you know, gone a while, you know. And then her mom's there, and I go, do you want a drink? She's like, yeah, sure. So I get her mom a drink, and I'm a little drunk, so I put my hand on her back. I start rubbing her back.
Oh, boy.
I start rubbing her neck, and I'm like, I think I could get mom. Anyway, long story short, I ended up banging mom later, and I didn't bang the daughter.
Oh, that was a turn I did not expect.
You got
I was not
blown.
Expecting that.
Yep, by the daughter.
And then you got laid by mommy.
Yeah, a couple of weeks later.
Couple weeks later.
How did you decide between the two? Like,
well, the daughter started texting me and stuff, right?
Okay.
I was like, hey, how's your hot mom? And she's like, she's good. Why don't you ask her yourself? She texts me her number, and I'm like, all right. Okay.
Unbelievable. That's amazing.
Yeah. And then I'm talking to her mom, and her mom's like, oh, yeah, she was a... I didn't tell her mom what happened or anything, but she's like, yeah, no. I go, where's your daughter? She goes, oh, she's with her husband and her kids. And I'm like, that bitch!
I thought our questions would challenge you. Turns out... You are
I'm
not the normal guest. Can we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a 5-minute break. And then we're going to actually, there's two callers that need some advice, some relationship
okay,
advice.
Okay, I can help you with this.
Perfect.
It was on TV today. Because my fiance loves that movie. And
you don't.
I do, but she remembers everything because she learned English in America. So she does that thing you did in the movie.
Which thing?
She'll be like introduce yourself.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hello, Sim.
Like that's terrible.
She thinks it's amazing.
But you need to hear like the real version.
I like your version.
Yeah, but let's do a competition here. House Bunny competition.
I think you may win. You have a leg up.
Of course I'm going to win. Okay, do your version. Like, hi, my name is Rebecca Stevens.
Rebecca Stevens.
Terrible.
Hi, I'm Russell Peters.
Russell Peters.
Better, so good. Yeah, right? So much better.
Thanks.
Maybe before we go, you can do a video of you saying her name to her.
Oh,
like that.
What's her name? Let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now. Hold on.
Oh, you have to look up her name?
No, I've got to get my camera. What is my fiance's name again?
Hi. See, better than what you could do.
It was
See,
mine.
Russell, this is where women like conquer you.
Women conquer me quite easily.
Now we're gonna call strangers.
We have two callers that are eagerly waiting for us. First one is a male caller. His name is Alex. He is 26, and he's in New Jersey.
Oh, Alex?
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
In New Jersey?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, you won't see him.
I won't see him. Okay.
Okay, can I also just say that Russell's fiance is...
Hello?
I want to see a picture.
Hi!
Hey, Alex, it's Sim. What's up, man?
Hey!
So Anna's here, and Anna's going to introduce our guest to you.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm great. Guess what? We have the most brilliant comedian, Russell Peters, here tonight. And
what's up, Russell?
He's so wonderful, and he's not a dick. It turns out he's incredibly kind.
I'm not a dick, Alex, I swear.
No.
So, Alex, tell us about your problems dating women. We're going to try and help you, but give us a little bit of background.
Oh, God. Okay. So I would say it's been the past 3 years I've been not dating. And basically any person that I've been interested in has either A, like we start talking, right? And then she stops talking and disappears. B, they think I'm gay. C, says they don't want to date. And then maybe like a week or two after, they're dating someone or seeing other people and going on dates. And then the biggest one is that, like, I really hit it off with someone. We hang out a lot. We talk about important things and, like, you know, very, you know, what's happening in the world. And we're basically, like, we're each other's, like we're best friends. Like, we're very good friends. We're very close. And then, you know, I get some kind of feeling of emotion towards them. And then they say they see me as a friend. So it's been kind of it's like mini breakups, as I would call it.
So you either get friend zoned, gay zoned, or leave zoned.
Right. Basically.
You know, you do seem like a hell of a nice guy, Alex. Like, just from talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, your vibe is all positive and happy. Maybe you've just been chasing some miserable bitches, that's all.
But don't.
You need somebody who compliments your strong points.
Yeah. And you know what sucks about people in general, and sometimes women, sometimes they want a fucking asshole. And
now define asshole though.
But
define,
you know,
because
I mean,
there are different types of asshole. I think, especially if you know, there are guys that'll play up the asshole vibe to, you know, think that because they think that women are interested in that, even though they're not. That's false. So,
yeah.
but there is a way to, because I'm not an asshole, but I don't think I give off an asshole vibe, but. I
have a lot of asshole in me,
yeah.
That I could let out when necessary, but it's never really necessary.
Right. No, but confidence is more important.
Yeah, confidence is important.
Mm-hmm. But Alex shouldn't change who he is.
No, that's what I said. Alex,
yeah,
Alex
no,
needs somebody
not.
Who compliments his strengths.
But that's going to be hard to find because he's, you know, in his 20s.
Yeah, that's 26. The problem.
Here's the thing, Alex. I mean, that's why, you know, it's a good thing for you that Tinder's around now. Because you're 26 and you can just go, you might as well go give it a swipe.
Yeah, the problem is I'm not into that stuff. Like, I like to personally meet someone
I'm
and actually
you.
Have a connection.
You know, that from your generation, I sound like an old guy, and for your generation, boy, I tell you what, that's important, because there's, and that's what should separate you from the rest of the guys, the fact that you can communicate to them and talk to them. So maybe the problem is a lot of these girls are out there only meeting guys on social media and dating sites, and they're not used to guys that can communicate. And the only guys they know that can communicate are their gay best friends or something, so they just assume any guy that can speak to them is a guy that's not interested in them.
And Alex, I'm reading a little. Normally, Sim never ever gives me any kind of hint about this, but it says here on my notes, you're a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love a bigger guy.
When you say a bigger guy, Alex, what do you mean?
I'm a little more thick-skinned.
Me too, buddy.
My weight fluctuates a lot.
I'm with you, buddy. But at 26, it's baby fat, so you can lose it.
Yeah, but he shouldn't need
to. No, but it's still baby fat. I mean, he probably still will lose it. You know what I mean? Regardless of if he tries or not, it'll just go away. I remember at 29, a bunch of weight fell off.
Do you feel like the girls that you fall in love with are, do you fall in love with fantasies?
Yeah, I kind of do. Just thinking of this most recent one that I've been dealing with, where she gets guys that are basically asking her for nudes, sending her dick pics, aggressively groping her, and then she gets Snapchats of guys that are like, hey, let's hook up, and she gives them the time of the day to actually talk to them, and I'm just like, come on, you know, it's just like, what? And then she doesn't want that, she's disgusted by it, but I don't understand why.
She can't be that disgusted by it if she's giving them a time of day.
And also, she's needing you for a reason.
Yeah, that's the thing. She's not disgusted by them. She is giving them the time of day, and she's actually going on dates with them, right? That's what you told me on the phone?
I mean, maybe one or two, but they mostly ditch her, too. Like, I actually go out with her more on, single dinners together than most guys have.
There's a type of girl that you're attracted to.
Do you think you're a bit of a Captain Save-A-Ho? Like, you think you're going to slip down and fix them, you know?
Yep.
And that's where, certain people are good for certain people. And once you figure out the people that work well with you, you're going to be just fine. I mean, I particularly have a type, apparently.
What's your type?
I mean, mine's more of a type of a look, and it's something I've grown into, but I don't know if it's necessarily a good or a bad thing, but I was, Alex sounds very much like I did at that age, kind of unsure about everything, and I was just too nice, and I'm not saying you have to be a jerk or anything, but you just got to be a little bit more forward.
Yeah.
You have to be forthcoming with action.
I completely agree with, yes.
No, but more forthcoming with how he actually feels as opposed
to as opposed
trying
to being
friend zoning yourself.
Just don't get into a situation where you could ever become friends. If you see a friend zone vibe happening early, just exit it, because you probably don't need another friend. You should be very clear about your intentions every time you meet a woman.
It's true. As much as you lust after this hot girl who wants to complain about dick pics to you, that's a little ridiculous.
It is a complaint brag.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I like that. But so you may need to, right now it's fine, but you may need to extricate yourself from this gal, and then you'll probably find her wanting you more than normal. I'm not advocating game playing. I'm just saying, I just want you to look after yourself, and try to get to know women that don't torment you with that weird kind of manipulative bullshit.
And something that happened this past week, this one girl that I'm talking about now, she came to my company party, this past week. And I kind of moved in and gave her a kiss on the lips, and she didn't back away. And we did
That's
this
a
few times. So it's just I was like, what?
Let me tell you something, Alex. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly. I had girls like that back in the day who I really liked, and I was really into them, but I was always unsure whether they were into me, and they would let me kiss them on the lips. And I was like, I think she likes me. And especially back in the 90s, when this was happening for me, it was a different time back then. Like nowadays, a girl might kiss you on the lips, it means nothing to her. But back then, it meant a little bit more.
Right.
Even in the 80s, it was like, wow, she kissed me on the lips. I think she's in love with me. You know, but
yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But nowadays, I mean, it's a good sign. It's definitely a positive
sign.
No,
but I think that this woman is, I don't think that Alex should invest any more money.
I agree with this too. But also, Alex, being a big guy is not also a bad thing either.
I tell you what, I love a big man.
Yeah, and you know what? I also say there's nothing more intimidating to any other man is that a big guy who is fly, like who knows how to own his bigness. Like my brother's a big guy, but he always dresses really well. And it's like he doesn't give off like a big.
And when I first met Chris,
you met big Chris.
I met, it was fucking awesome. He was like, it felt like, I loved it. I loved the strong cuddle bear. It made me feel like a woman. Yep. It was really sexy.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you don't want to be the big guy who's too, you want to be the gentle giant, but you want to let her know that at least you're safe with me.
Yeah, but I gotta say that I don't think that this gal's playing you a little bit, and I hate to say that, but
you think it's more of a comfort thing, you know? Like, you think it's more a thing that she was kind of looking for?
Oh, totally. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, she's looking for you to be like her, you know, her bestie, her savior, who's not only her best friend, but who's also going to make her feel like sexually attractive, and when she doesn't always feel that way, and that's too much of a burden on you. And
you got to find the ones that share a lot of the same interests as you. You know.
Yeah.
So Amy actually, she scribbled a little note, and she, I was wondering what you guys think of this, Russell and Anna. What about dating older women?
Oh, I would love to. No, that's actually one of my very good gal pals who I actually like kind of had a thing for, but we discovered we're very, very good, like platonic friends. She told me I should date older women. I'm like, I know, but I don't know where to find them. You know, so I'm just not sure.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. It's the first time I've heard a guy say gal pal in a long time. let alone a kid that was born in 1990. So there you are, me and my gal pals, eh? We were out there having a cream soda. Want to go for an ice cream float? Meh. You have an old soul, Alex. So you might be better off with... at least starting to talk to and when I say older, I don't mean she got to be your mom or nothing.
But 30. She's dating girls
early
20s, so you should be, you know, maybe in the 30s.
I have some, my friend's kids are 26 and stuff, and I listen to them talk, and you sound far more mature than me and my friends talking. So
Do you want to give him some final advice?
Well, okay, listen. All right. And this isn't fully direct, Alex, but if I could give my son, and I know that I can't do this, but if I could give my son, who's now like 4 and a half, like any kind of lifetime advice, I would just say, please, please, please do not get married till you're after 30. Because that was when, for me, I was able to recognize some incredibly important things in my life, like who made me feel good, and sort of career, like, you know, like all kinds of things that in my 20s I was wrapped up in accomplishing things and checking things off the list. And so be gentle with yourself, be patient, and continue to date. I think that this gal is she's a little bit of a dangerous person in your life. I think that she's getting kind of what she wants out of you, which is ego validation, and you're not getting the same back from her. So I would say if you can, like, you know, without being overly dramatic, and it doesn't sound like you are, but maybe, you know, kind of drift away from her a little bit.
I think he should just say, hey, do you want to come over and have sex and see what she says?
No, fuck that. No,
that's how you get rid of chicks.
Seriously, it's a win-win.
No. Yeah.
It's a win-win
because she'll probably say no. In that case, you know what? No. If you don't want to have sex with me because I see you romantically, if you don't see me romantically, then I don't see a need for this friendship.
No.
The way you're using me.
Do you know what's going to happen?
Wow, I don't even know how you got Amy. Wow. Right? Hey, Alex, whatever advice you just heard, delete from your brain immediately.
Totally. Because
can I bring up something?
Yeah. Yes.
So this girl, she's friends with this other girl, right? The other girl is dating one of my best friends. So it's kind of a weird, like, I'm always going to kind of see her sometimes. Like, I think I'm going to hang out with her, like, Wednesday, like, to get food. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, that's the thing. Like, we became very, very close friends.
I feel like, Alex, you are crushing hard, if not in love with her. And she knows kind of, not that maybe, you know, maybe not that she's, like, It may be very subconscious on her level that she's manipulating you, but I will say that you gotta play it cool to protect yourself.
Mm.
And I would start reaching out to, like, and doing another thing, like, you know, I don't know, doing another activity, like really extricating yourself from. And really not giving her, if she's like, oh my god, this guy sent me another dick pic, I think you say, like, I'm not sure I want to see it. I don't, you know, I'm going to go, whatever, get a Diet Coke or whatever. Yeah, like, don't indulge her neediness towards you.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Or start talking about other girls that you meet. Other girls you have interest in. Hey, what would you do with, you know.
Wait, is this like a jealousy tactic?
No, it's not it's not a jealousy tactic. It's more of a, hey, you know, if you have another interest that you're in, another girl that you're interested in or whatever, you should ask her for advice on that girl. Just see what kind of answers she gives you, you know.
Oh, like, she's going to give like a manipulative thing.
What's the answer? What do you think she would say?
If Alex said something like, oh, I'm interested in Lindsay, you know, and I don't quite know how to get her, I feel like this girl would be like, oh my god, Lindsay's like, yeah, she's cute and she's cool, whatever, but like, I don't know, like, she's just not your type, like,
right,
like, she's this girl is needing you for a very specific reason.
But in those times, it's your moment to counterpunch and be like,
agree.
So then what is my type, like, what do you think? What about you?
What if it shouldn't have anything to do with her?
No, but I'm just saying, if he wants to, I mean, at least try and get laid.
Oh, come on.
Thank you. I feel like he's been abused. He's been abused.
Yeah, but he's not going to get laid by this girl. And
right,
even
and
if he
this
does,
will get rid of her. Because what she is doing to him is wrong.
Yeah, you don't have to go outwardly the way Sim's telling you to. Do you want to just come over and have sex? You
know, I didn't
that
realize.
Doesn't work with a girl that likes
Alex,
you.
Alex, it turns out I'm like in a
male
abuse,
that,
like, therapy group here. Fuck you both. Not you, Alex. I'm talking about Russell and Sim.
We're trying to give him guy advice.
Yeah, yes. You guys are fucking dicks.
But we don't see. Here's the thing: we don't really have much perspective. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know what he looks like.
Well,
I don't
know what she
does.
Looks like. She's hot.
Is she hot, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, Alex, she's hot on my standard. Yeah.
Is she above your pay grade?
No, she's just perfect. She's good. I don't know. Like,
she almost said perfect.
I found her very attractive.
Yeah. She's definitely not perfect.
So, yeah. Alex, here's the thing. Okay, so you're crushing hard, if not in love. But here is my final advice is that this gal, she is really taking advantage of the comfort level that she has in your friendship, but in your guys' friendship.
Mm.
And I don't want her to do that anymore. And it's not that you need to punish her, because she doesn't, probably on a subconscious level, she doesn't really know that she's doing it. But what you need to do is to kind of extricate yourself from from her a little bit, and if you can, like, distance right. yourself. And it's hard. It's fucking hard, especially because you guys have close friends. But I think that I think you'll be surprised, actually, if they all make plans to have movie night and you choose to do something else, even if it's for like 30 minutes. I think you'll be surprised at the results, whether or not it's like she's suddenly like, where were you? And that'll feel good, but I don't want to encourage it because I'm not sure I like her very much. But it's more about like how you feel and the kind of person that you should be with, and you seem like a fucking awesome guy.
How long has this been going on, just for the record?
I mean, this like most recent, probably like 2-3 months. It's kind of
way too long.
It's been a long time.
Fairly new.
Has she ever slept over?
No.
Yeah.
She'd probably try that.
No. Russell, what the fuck?
I'm just kidding.
No. Alex, I'm so sorry. This is the worst.
All right, we have to say bye to him.
Listen, will you give us an update? And listen, but the most important thing, I know it's so corny, I say this all the time, but just protect yourself. I feel like this gal is, she doesn't mean to be manipulative, but she is being pretty manipulative towards you. And I don't like that.
Right. Or also, just on a side note, if you can just have a conversation with the brother, look, we've been hanging out for 3 months now, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I obviously am into you. It's coming across to me like you just want to be friends. And if that's what you want, then that's fine. But I need to kind of step away from you because I don't feel like that about you.
I'm with that.
Right.
That's fair.
I like
it. It's fair to both of them.
I've already told her I liked her, and she already told me she wants to be friends.
Then you're screwing this up, Alex.
Yeah.
You need to bounce, son.
Yeah,
but I'm very repetitive, I guess. I like.
Are you a romantic? Is that what?
Yeah, of course she is.
She's also, but she's all okay. Come on. While she may have said that, come on.
Like, yeah, but now in her head, she's like, "Well, I've already told him we just want to be friends. So if he wants to hang out, he can hang out."
Right. Yeah, and so she's like, "Oh my god, this dude showed me another dick pic. You want to see it?"
You need to break out of there, Alex. But the best way to do it is literally, you vanish. You don't talk to her. You don't. Yeah. You have an iPhone.
So ghosting?
I do.
Just block her.
Wait, you're saying ghost her?
Yeah.
I kind of
ghost. Straight ghost.
Is that horrible? I kind of agree.
I do that when I break up. When I used to break up with her, I block her.
Because they have roommate friends.
So in this situation, you're all for ghosting, Anna?
I am definitely for, like, you know what? I like you as a person. I have romantic feelings towards you, which means that I can't be friends with you.
That's what Russell's advice was.
Right. So I'm cutting off social media. I'll see you when I see you. Best of luck. Please enjoy the dick pics if you need some.
I mean, I wouldn't go that deep into the expo. I would just literally vanish. Like, once you get off the phone with us.
But the problem is that they have roommates in common.
That's like, fine. Just tell the roommates, yo, I'm not talking to her anymore. So if you know she's going to be somewhere that we're going to be, let me know so I don't show up.
Yeah.
Trust me, it feels so good when you... Yeah. When you just straight bounce like that. Mm. Like you put that shit on block.
Yeah, and she's going
to... But part of you, and just so you know, Alex, part of you will still want to unblock her just to see if she's going to text you randomly.
Totally.
You're going to do it after about 2 weeks, but still. And then you're going to be mad that you don't get a text. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? And then you're going to call her again. And it's going to start the whole cycle of, you know what, forget everything I just said.
But listen, we will all have our lifelong crushes, but... But you got this one's manipulating. She's playing you.
Yes,
and I don't like it.
Alex, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, Alex, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Listen, and will you please like keep in touch?
Let us know. I'm interested.
I love
now.
You.
Oh, Anna, I have something funny to tell you. I'm a musician. Well, I work in like the paralegal stuff, but I'm also a musician. So I know you said don't date musicians.
I know, but I don't. You know, I don't mean it because I love musicians.
You're the exception, Alex.
You playing?
Okay, good.
Yes. Thanks so much, Alex.
Alex, you are the best.
All right, thank you, guys.
Appreciate
Have a good
it.
Night.
See you, buddy.
All right, guys. We have
Russell
one more call.
Peters. Oh. Do you know that you have like one of the best names ever? Okay, fine. Yes.
No.
Call.
No, talk about his name. Seriously. we have time. Relax.
Does this all make it into the
you relax.
Podcast
Fuck
or
you,
stays
Sim.
Like this, right?
What do you mean?
I hate it when he tells me to relax.
You get angry at me when I say, oh, we have to go to the next caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right now I'm letting you talk to Russell about his name, and you're saying, so I can't win with you.
Well, yeah, no, you can't.
It's getting weird.
What would you like to do?
Well, I want to urinate, but I can't because... No,
we do have one more call.
Yes, fine. But Russell, okay, fine. Now we're going to call Sarah.
Let's call Sarah. Wouldn't that be funny if she's talking about her friend from New Jersey who... yeah, there's this guy. He just won't leave me alone. I told him I just wanted to be friends.
Sarah's 29 and she's in Dallas.
Ooh, this is a good one for you, Russell.
Hello.
Hey,
hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Anna's going to introduce our guest to you.
It's Russell Peters.
Hello, Sarah. And now she's Googling Russell Peters. Who the hell is Russell Peters?
I think you guys might have a lot in common.
No, I actually did some research and watched some of your stand-up tonight.
Did you smile?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there was a hell of a pause there, Sarah. There was a hell of a big pause. Did you smile?
Did you watch Almost Famous, the one on Netflix?
Yeah, I guess that's the one it was.
Really,
no, it was
really
on
funny.
Amazon.
Sounds like Amazon.
Amazon.
I don't know.
Then it probably Amazon wasn't Prime. Almost Famous.
I don't know who you saw, because I'm not on Amazon.
No, it was good.
It was
thanks,
really good.
I'll leave this call to you guys.
Hey.
Okay. You are going to love this call. So, Sarah, what's troubling you about your husband's guitar collection?
Okay. He has a lot of guitars, and he buys them very impulsively. And right now, we're trying to pay off my student loans and buy a house. But it seems like every month there's a new guitar that he has to have. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that shows up in our house. And he's now estimated that his guitar collection is worth $75,000. But there's, like, no way in hell that he would ever sell any of it to help with any of our financial problems. So I'm really just looking to find a way to get him to stop buying new guitars for a while and possibly maybe sell some so that we can kind of get on with our life goals and financial goals.
What kind of guitars are they? Are they like collectibles or are they just regular guitars?
Collectibles for the most part. He likes Les Pauls and he gets like these limited series ones that they come out with every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
You want to buy
some? And just ones
Russell?
That you find.
No, I mean, I don't know a lot about that world, but I know
maybe
that
maybe he wouldn't even want to sell them. I think that's,
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, it's kind of a, you know what it is? It's kind of like he's kind of hoping for, you know, some other solution. Do you have anything you could sell? How about your engagement ring? That'll get him back.
Yeah.
That'll be like, hey, remember when you wouldn't sell a guitar? Well, I sold the engagement ring, and now my bills are paid.
Well, you know what? He's actually, like, really snobby about that, too, because he didn't grow up with a lot of money, and I think it makes him feel good to show off the money that he has now. And so I think that's kind of part of it is a psychological component. So he wants to buy me nice things as well, but... Sometimes I'm the one going, no, I don't want anything nice. I don't want you to buy anything else. We need to save for a house, you know.
I'm exactly that person. I am him.
Like, what do you mean?
I didn't grow up with very much money at all.
Can you get the fuck out of my house?
I know. And now I got some money and I buy all kinds of dumb shit that drives my family crazy. Because, like, what are you doing? You're going to blow all the money. And I'm like, well... I just wanted it. Now, you know, now I've slowed down with it, now that I've gotten used to it a little bit more, and I try to curb it a little bit. But...
Clayton, did you ever try and kind of curb his spending?
We've discussed it fairly often, but older conservative brother, what does he call it? What do you say to me? I'm very Canadian.
Very Canadian.
But that's supposed to be some kind of, I guess,
right.
Insult.
Yeah.
It's the difference between a Canadian and American is Canadians want what they need, and Americans want what they want. And I'm more American-minded because I'm like... Well, I want it, so I'm going to get it. You know, you don't need it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
you're getting it anyway.
But this is like a bigger relationship
problem.
This
is true. This is a marriage issue.
Yeah.
And did he have the guitars before the marriage?
He had a lot of different collections. He didn't really have the money to get guitars, but we've been together for almost 9 years. So his income has gone up, and as soon as it went up, he started buying more and more. But he also collects, like, old books. He has, like, stamps from when he was a teenager. He collects a lot of stuff.
Maybe he should be on Hoarders. It sounds like he's just...
You know, we have a whole room in our house full of guitars right now, so we're not far off, but, yeah.
What are your hobbies?
Well, I work. I like to draw. I like to write. So I place a lot of value on experiences, and he places a lot of value on possessions. And I love him to death, but we butt heads all the time over this. And I was wondering if there's any kind of practical solution or a way to learn to live with it.
I don't know. But how long have you guys been married again?
9 years.
Well, we've been married about 3, but we've been dating 9 years.
And what about, okay, this is a personal question, kids conversation?
Oh, yeah, we definitely want to have kids, but there's like this whole, we have to buy a house first, and then we have to do that. So kids is something that we both want. But at this point, it's like our life is almost on hold because of the financial issues that we have.
How buried in debt are you?
Well, my student loans are almost $200,000.
God damn. What did you buy, shares in the university?
No, I went to a really good law school.
Well,
but those are good. That's
awesome.
Good debt to have.
Yes.
So really our issue is trying to put aside money for a down payment on a house.
Yeah.
And it's hard when he's always dipping into our savings to get, you know, a new guitar.
Is there a way to separate your finances?
I've talked to him about that, and I've talked about maybe like having separate bank accounts and then having a dual account for just like our
guitars bills.
Yeah, guitar account.
Yeah, well, he needs that, but he sees separate accounts as like a precursor to divorce somehow.
I understand that.
He's acting on a pretty selfish platform right now. Sorry, I don't mean to be attacking him. I bet he's a wonderful guy, but I got to tell you, I think that his behavior is pretty childish right now and not looking for the future. And I think that creating separate accounts is kind of the only way to go. And while he may see it as a precursor to divorce, maybe your counter argument is, I see this as a way to save our relationship.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah.
And it's a hard conversation to have. Oh, we have Amy here. Amy,
does he want the house and the kids? I mean, is it an issue is it that he's incapable of budgeting, or is that he just is sort of putting it off by, is he being passive aggressive with it, I guess is my question.
I think he's putting it off, but he also really wants a house in line with kind of like the way he likes to be showy with money is he wants a perfect house. So he's waiting for it to be perfect. It's almost never going to get there, and it's almost like he's self-sabotaging because maybe he's afraid of that commitment.
Right. That's where I was going.
I mean, I know that he wants it. I think it's kind of scary for him.
Of course, it's terrifying, but he has to confront some fears because right now all he's doing is burying himself in, like, childhood, like, weird guitar stuff.
And I'm happy that he gets to live his life and spend his money and, like, really, you know, because he didn't have that kind of privilege growing up. And so I'm happy that he's found something that makes him happy, but I just want to find a way to kind of limit it and work it into our relationship in a healthy way.
I mean, I guess, like, totally unqualified advice from me would be having an adult conversation about separate bank accounts. And, like, honey, is there any way? I would love it if you got one guitar every 8 months, and that's
so put limits on his guitar spending.
You know, ask him maybe if there's a way he could, you know, trade up some of the guitars, some of the lesser important guitars to him, And maybe you could trade two of those in for one of the new ones. And that way no money's being spent. And
that's not a bad idea.
But will he be okay with parting with some of his guitars? Or does he like them all?
Does he play them?
He doesn't. He does. Like, every now and then he'll get them out and play them. He tinkers with them. He resets them up and restrings them. He can't really play anymore because he has really bad rheumatoid arthritis and his joints have devolved. So collecting has become kind of a way that he can connect with what used to be a huge passion for him.
How old is he? Is he older than you?
Yeah, he's 10 years older than me. He's almost 40.
Sorry, this is Russell's brother, Clayton.
I collect things, too. I collect stupid things like Batmobiles and Star Wars memorabilia, and it's a big problem in my marriage. And but a lot of that has to go, it takes me back to a young time when I was safe and, you know, a lot of that stuff. So it sounds like he's going through a lot of that
So you understand the whole nostalgia aspect of it.
It takes him back to a time when he was he didn't have the arthritis.
It's just that they can't really afford to do that now.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially if he wants the perfect house and wants and has lofty goals without being completely reasonable with, you know, the spending and
yeah. I mean, you got to remind him it takes a series of dots to form a line. And when you want a big house, you got to start with a regular size house and then make your profit off that and then jump up to a bigger house from there and then keep moving up. I mean, no matter who you are, that's the way it's got to work unless you're born with a ton of money.
Right. Sarah, I feel like you're like this is a lot. You have a lot of like you are accomplishing your dreams, which is so fucking cool. And at the same time, you're sort of you have the other element of being with a partner that I'm sure you love, but someone who is like kind of who's threatened or is stalling your dreams without being conscious of it, but doing that. And that's a tough one.
You just have to have a conversation, right? You have to have it sooner than later.
Yeah.
It has to be a really important, just a very serious conversation.
Yeah.
You got to let him know you're not against the guitars and you don't hate them by any means. And you understand that it brings them joy. But until we can sort out some other stuff, do you think we could focus on maybe every time you think you're going to buy a guitar, you take that money and put it into an account. And that could be our house account.
Right, like
or family
or what have you.
Let's like I want to pretend like you and I are having a conversation 5 years from now, and I want to know what that means, and where we are, and what your goals are, and what you want to do, and where I'm at, which is I want to be successful lawyer with like my debts paid off in a great home.
Ask for a plan, right?
Yeah, and like a great whatever you want. I don't know what exactly that is, but I think that he needs to really examine a 5-year scenario at the very least.
Yeah.
Oh God, I sound like my mom.
No, it's all good advice.
So sorry, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. No, sorry about that. I mean, this is a tough conversation that you're going to have, but we're with you here.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I really appreciate all the support.
And Sarah, if it's any consolation, I'm a total fucking hoarder. It looks like my bathroom is a sorority house. I have like shampoos and lotions of the yin yang. They're not guitars, but I'm not going to sell them. I'm not going to even give them away. I'm going to try every single goddamn one of them. Sarah, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much, you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Sarah. If you need to laugh, you can probably go find another comedian, I guess. I don't know. maybe one you're more familiar with. I don't know.
You're really funny. You're a good find, and I'm going to watch
you,
some more
Sarah,
of your
stuff. Don't you butter me up now. Somebody grab my guitar.
Thank you, guys.
Or something
I appreciate it.
Hey, Russell Peters.
Yes.
Good night, Sarah.
Good night, Sarah.
Bye,
thank
Sarah.
You. Man, I can totally relate to that. We have a lot of guitars. Okay, wait. Russell Peters, will you tell us something about you that is kind of embarrassing? It can deal with like sexuality. It could deal with being on stand up. Like, what? Give us some vulnerabilities about you, and I'll give you some vulnerabilities about me.
Well, I'll give you some vulnerabilities. When I go to perform at whether it's the Comedy Store or the Laugh Factory or the Improv or wherever around town.
Just those dinky places.
No, but I get really nervous on those shows.
Why?
And I've been doing this for 27 years.
Why? Wait, you get nervous? Oh, those are the small shows? Those as small opposed shows. To the big, like Madison big, Square Gardens?
The big shows, the arenas. I know the audience is already there for me.
So
they already know
you're
me.
You're not backstage sweating at like Madison fucking
no.
Square. What?
I know they're there already. They're there. They want to see me. So it's easier for me. But when I go to the club, it's like, you know, you got guys that are going on every night that are working on material.
And they're
that
mean.
Are working their ass off. And they're really funny. And some are, you know, big name guys too. And then I show up and I kind of feel unprepared. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're just like, working out all of your stuff.
Yeah,
right?
And I feel like, you know, these guys have really got some better ideas. And I'm like, shit, I feel like an idiot. So that's why 90% of the time I offer to host. Like, can I host?
Really?
Like, yeah.
Oh, because you don't really have to do like your own.
Yeah. And that's my writing process is hosting. I just talk to people and then I come up with stuff and then I keep it.
I have to say your crowd work is the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Can you crowd me?
Oh, crowd the shit out of you.
Okay, wait. Can you do it right now? Look, can we pretend I'm in? Okay. Really? I'm so unprepared.
All right.
Okay. I'm in the front row.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Angie.
Okay, Angie, first of all, if you were in the front row, you wouldn't be that confident with your name.
Okay, fuck. Okay, no, wait. Okay. Fuck. All right.
Hey, what's your name?
What's my confident name?
No, whatever your name is. Doesn't really matter the confidence.
No, I have to be going to, like, an Ivy League school.
Megan?
Yeah, Megan. Great. Okay.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, Megan.
I like that you said, hey, you're Megan, when it was just could have just been, I'm Megan. what do you do?
I'm a student.
Where do you stud?
Princeton.
Nice. What are you taking? Balls? Don't they make balls in Princeton? Aren't those the tennis balls and the nobody? All right. This is exactly how it goes, by the way.
No, I'm pre-law.
What is pre-law? Like before you get to law?
Yeah.
Is that like pre-cum? Before it's actual jizz, it's just a clear liquid. So you're a clear liquid student right now. Your time will come, and the audience will laugh. Not Megan, though.
What happens if there's an audience member that's not having it? They're not laughing with you.
Does that mean the person I'm talking to?
Yeah, the person you're talking to.
Wait, well, can I? I
as long as everybody
better.
Else is
I
laughing,
do
I don't
better.
Care.
You don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm gonna be somebody else.
Okay.
I'm still like blonde, Caucasian. Okay.
Okay. I figured as much. Oh, hold on.
Thanks for underestimating me. Already.
All right. My bad. Okay, you ready? Ready, Anna?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so you're on the stage. You're just opening the show.
Doing my thing.
Yeah.
I've already spoken to them. So these two are a couple. Who are you here with tonight?
I'm here with my date.
How'd you guys meet?
This is Trent. We met over Tinder.
Nice. Who swiped who?
He was swiped me, and he took me to this show tonight.
This is your first time out? Like, it's not your second Tinder date?
No, this is my first time.
Do you think you're going to fuck him?
I guess that remains to be seen.
Trent, what do you think? You think that's going to happen, buddy?
I hope so.
Well, I think that's not going to happen now that you've specifically said that that's what you wanted to happen tonight.
I had never really heard of you, but it seems like you're really funny.
Well, thanks. Maybe I should have swiped right, too. Listen, Trent, this is the waitress, Stacy. You're going to be going home with her, and I'm going to be taking your date home. Since you really have
really?
No history together, it doesn't really make a difference
yes!
at this point.
Whoopee! I didn't know, like, anger, like, meanness would work in my favor.
Well, we'll see. What are you drinking, by the way?
Oh my God. This thing. Wait, what, Trent? What did you get me?
It's vodka tonic.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I've
it's
never
a little
heard
watery.
Well, then, welcome to the Laugh Factory.
Oh my God, you really are funny, though. Trent said that you were, and you really are.
Thanks, Trent. Thanks for the assist. Now, get your phone out and find another date because you
so,
just got rated
what
two
are you...
stars. Oh, that's an Uber driver. My bad.
Oh, Russell. Thank you. Is Sim about to do the wrap it up finger?
I did it already.
Is that your wrap it up finger?
Yeah. I don't know. Russell, can you do it?
You got to do the Richie Cunningham, the rally.
Ooh, oh, wow. That's way
that's
a, better.
That's way better.
You want to rally it up?
Yes. Clayton, can we see you do it too, please?
Rally.
Oh, nice.
Way better. Way better than
Let's
any
talk
of
about
us.
Moms, because I really like the show.
Thanks. It's just called Mom.
Mom. Well, I like it enough that I added an S to it. I do, but I do like it.
Thank you.
I especially like the episode where we went to Canada to get the syrup.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, because you are Canadian, aren't you?
That and the fact that...
You love maple syrup.
No, you know what made me laugh about
You love
about
to maple syrup to pour on your new fiance.
No, that'd
you
be...
You want to drench her in maple syrup and lick it all off. I knew that.
No, I'd lick her dry. I mean, like...
So wait, what else did you like?
No, it was the when you guys were trying to get the barrel to the car, and then the dumb girl was like, "Oh, we should just backed it over there." Because even in my head, I was like, "Yeah, why the fuck didn't we think of that?" I felt like I was involved in that bucket because that seemed like something that would happen to me.
That's that just big, how we rope you in.
Yep,
that's it. The old dumb Canadian.
I'll tell you what, boy.
I love it that we both have been to Moose.
Moose Jaw.
Moose
you
jaw.
Almost said moose knuckle, didn't you? Because you were in a Regina.
A Regina.
Which rhymes with
fun.
Regent.
Do you know that there's a big billboard that says...
Regina rhymes with fun. Yep.
Okay. I can't tell you anything.
Okay, sorry. Cameron, tell me something about Seattle.
Okay. Well, pretty much we invented coffee, Starbucks, heroin.
And grunge.
Suicide, grunge. Ferryboats.
Ferryboats?
Ferryboats.
Really?
The kind that you can drive your car on, too.
That was invented in Seattle?
Yep. Ivor's Clam Chowder, all on the ferryboat. What else?
Bruce Lee lived there. Didn't he?
Okay, now you're being a dick.
No, he did.
Once again.
Did you not know this?
I didn't know that.
No, you're being a dick.
He what? He was born in San Francisco and he's buried in Seattle.
Next thing you know, oh, Jimi Hendrix. Oh,
yeah, him too.
Fuck you. Russell, okay, tell us like three of your things that you love in life and then we'll let you go. Back to Malibu. Don't say Malibu.
No. My number one thing I love in life is my daughter.
Oh.
My little baby. I love her.
I love her, too. I heard that you bought her a big old princess bed.
I did buy her a castle bed.
How much did it cost?
$10,000.
And I thought you were going to buy me one, too.
You, too, have earned one. So, I actually have a video of it, if you'd like to see.
Of the actual castle bed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, while you're getting that up, then will you tell me, like, your other things you love in life?
Other things I love in life. I love that my family and I get to work together and that we're still so close.
I love that too.
Big fan of that. And I love that I get to live a life that I never thought I would ever get to live.
Oh,
you're
man.
Welcome, guys.
That's a good way to end it.
That's fucking awesome. But you know what? You deserve it. You're fucking hysterical. You're unbelievably intelligent. You're kind. You're handsome. And you deserve the best in life. And I can't thank you enough for coming over and doing this weird podcast. And pretty soon after we stop recording, I'm going to bludgeon you over the head with that candelabra over there.
Awesome. I've never been bludgeoned.
Clayton is on board with this. I'm going to haul you up to my attic.
Yep.
And you're going to stay there for...
I'm excited about this attic.
Good.
I'm attic for those things.
Oh my god, you're gonna do stand up for all the dead people up there. It's gonna be so fun.
Stand up for the laying downs.
Woohoo.
Thank you so much, Russell.
And, thanks, Sim Sarna.
Of course, man. And Clayton, thank you.
Wait.
She's not gonna let you
Fuck,
go. By
I know.
I'm sorry, you guys
wait,
are here
wait,
for a while.
I know. But
I'm
wait,
good. I
know.
There's
I
been
know.
About seven false
I know,
endings.
I know.
Seven false endings.
I like it. I like it.
But can you sing one Christmas song?
I don't know if you want that.
Yes, I do.
Which song?
Anyone. Any one of your favorites.
I'm not a big Christmas song guy. Oh, I like Christmas as a holiday.
Wait, what about... He knows rap. He can rap.
Yeah, why don't you rap?
Just because I like rap music does not mean I can rap. I also like reggae, but I don't...
Well, I guess she wants you to sing something before she lets you go.
Are we singing it together? You know, I'm a little congested. I apologize.
What about, like, we could either do Jingle Bells or we could do my favorite one.
Which is?
The creepy one. The creepiest Christmas song of all.
Which is?
Christmas is here,
Good night, everyone. Oh, my God. That was amazing.